In Afghanistan, Loya Jirga, or the Grand Assembly of Tribal Elders, has approved a controversial security pact with the U.S., but the president has refused to sign it.
Peace is our main condition for this deal. America should bring us peace, and we will eagerly accept this agreement with them, and accepting your decision, we will sign it.
Karzai made the remarks in the final hours of the Loya Jirga. He said, to guarantee peace, a free and fair vote is needed, and therefore Washington should not meddle in the April elections. Karzai also noted that Americans don't have the right to raid Afghans' homes, and if they do it once more, there will be no agreement. However, the U.S. has praised the Loya Jirga's decision and urged Karzai to sign the pact before the end of 2014. If signed, the agreement will allow thousands of U.S. troops to stay in the country beyond 2014. It also gives them immunity from prosecution under Afghan law. Joining us now via Skype from Los Angeles is the chairman of the Afghan Nation Peace Council, Mohammad Daoud Abadi. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Abadi. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your initial reaction to the approval of this security pact by the Loya Jirga.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for having me. This approval was coming, like I said, 5 days ago in an interview with Press TV that they are going to approve this. But this doesn't mean anything. Yes, there has been approval, but these are, as I have said before, and the world knows that 2,500 people that were invited into this Loya Jirga, consulting Loya Jirga, is all those people that they are totally for the government. They've been working with the government, and it doesn't mean anything. All this show that Mr. Karzai is putting there and all the happiness that you see in Washington means nothing to the resistance of Afghanistan. This deal is just a continuation of the war. No matter who signs it now or later, Karzai will sign it. The only reason that he is putting this new show of, you know, I'm going to sign it after we have a peaceful election, is totally ridiculous, because in the first place, who has given the right to the United States to be in that country? That then after that, the right to go into people's house in special circumstances, all these attacks in the past 12 years have been certain in special situations. Just the day that the Loya Jirga started, they bombarded a funeral of a house in Nuristan that they killed 9 people and wounded 22. So the day that Loya Jirga was going on, what I'm trying to say here is, in the first place, the U.S. has no right to be in Afghanistan. Karzai has no right to sign this kind of agreement with them. And even if they do, the war will continue. The armed resistance will fight it. They will fight until that minute that they...
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That was the chairman of the Afghan Nation Peace Council, Mohammad Daoud Abadi, there joining us from Los Angeles.